The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. Wise men from the East. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the days of King Herod, wise men from the East arrived in Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw the rising of his star in the East and have come to honor him." When Herod heard this, he was greatly disturbed, and with him all Jerusalem. He immediately called a meeting of all high-ranking priests and teachers of the law, and asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In the town of Bethlehem, in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least among the clans of Judah. For from you will come a leader, one who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and asked them the precise time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and get accurate information about the child. As soon as you have found him, report to me, so that I too may go and honor him." After the meeting with the king, the wise men set out. The star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. The wise men were overjoyed on seeing the star again. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt and worshipped him. They opened their bags and offered him their gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to go back to Herod, so they returned to their home country by another way. The escape to Egypt. After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod will soon be looking for the child in order to kill him." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left that night for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. In this way, what the Lord had said through the prophet was fulfilled: "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod found out that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its neighborhood who were 2 years old or under. This was done according to what he had learned from the wise men about the time when the star appeared. In this way, what the prophet Jeremiah had said was fulfilled: "A cry is heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeps for her children. She refuses to be comforted, for they are no more." Joseph and Mary return to Nazareth. After Herod's death, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go back to the land of Israel, because those who tried to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when Joseph heard that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judea, he was afraid to go there. Joseph was given further instructions in a dream and went to the region of Galilee, There, he settled in a town called Nazareth. In this way, what was said by the prophets was fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene.